మాలా సుధాం కుంభ విబోధ ముద్ర విద్యా విరాజత కరవారి జాథా అపార కారుణ్య సుధాంబురాశిం శ్రీ శారదాంబ ప్రణతోస్మి నిత్యం. విత్ బెనిడిక్షన్ టు జగన్మాత శారదా పరమేశ్వరి, ద రిపాజిటరీ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దట్ ఈస్ కల్చర్ నాలెడ్జ్ ట్రెడిషన్ విజ్డమ్ ఆర్ట్ లెర్నింగ్ ఫైన్ ఆర్ట్ ఐ బో టు హర్ యాజ్ ఐ కమెన్స్ మై అడ్రస్ టుడే. ఇట్ గివ్స్ మీ గ్రేట్ ప్లెజర్ టు వెల్కమ్ యూ ఆల్ టు దిస్ ప్లెసెంట్ అండ్ సాలమ్ ఫంక్షన్ ఆర్గనైజ్డ్ దిస్ ఈవినింగ్ టు మార్క్ ద కన్క్లూషన్ of the year-long Diamond Jubilee celebrations of the Sabha, the Golden Jubilee celebration of this majestic auditorium of ours. During these celebrations, we also hosted the 15,000th program on this Vyasapita, the stage of our institution, which is a record by itself all over the world. Everything that is being created is destined to demise. Every good thing has to come to an end. This is the process of life. This is the osmosis of life. There is no escape from it. There are no exceptions to that. Even these celebrations have to come to an end and have to slip into the archives of this institution. All that we can carry with ourselves is the baggage of the memories of these celebrations. Celebrations, any excuse for having a celebration is very good. There are two aspects of celebration. One, which is an expression of thanksgiving to the divine, to the great master for having made a day possible. The second is to slip the past behind and to move forward in life, in the general belief that this life is eternal. Our life is like a Christmas tree, my dear friends. These leaves never wither by either storm or by snow. Human spirit is also alike. Despite the fact that several adversaries that it goes through during a person's life journey, and transits through his social and personal strifes and distresses, it emerges stronger as it comes out. And this power of the spirit, and by its very nature, it is celebration. And when you add a tinge of sacredness to this, that celebration becomes complete. That celebration becomes holistic. And in that celebration, the mind, the body, and the soul rejoice. It is this confluence of the joy of the mind, the body and the soul that is the hallmark of a very good celebration. That is what we have been doing all through this year. As we began the celebration of the 60th year and the 50th year of the auditorium, we imputed enough sacredness into this to thank the good Lord for having made that possible. We sustained it all through this journey. Today is a day of thanksgiving again to the great master, the presiding deity of this institution, Lord Shanmuka. On the 11th of July 2013, as we celebrated the Golden Jubilee of the Grahapravesham of this auditorium, on the very day when we first entered into the auditorium 50 years before, we had a Sangeetanjali performed for the Master. It is his benign grace and benediction that has made this day possible. It's also a day to remember the founding fathers of this institution, their unremitting love for this institution, their determination, their devotion, their commitment to duty. Block by block, brick by brick, they built this institution and this majestic auditorium and the institution they gave unto us before they departed from the scene. We remember them with gratitude, not just on occasions but always. But on an occasion like this, on milestones like this, there is a greater degree of emotion which flows as we remember the founding fathers of our institution. They clothed this institution into the culture of this land. This blessed land's varied culture was ingrained and endowed into this institution by the founding fathers of our institution. Culture, my dear friends, is not a static pool, not even a stagnant pool as it is. The word culture is derived from the Latin word color, which means cultivate and adore. Culture is therefore the cultivation of the mind through love of ideals. The goal of culture is the integral vision of life, of self-knowledge and character. Culture is the manifestation of the creative conscience of a human being. There can never be any culture without conscience. As early as 2nd of February 1835, I am traveling back to history 178 years ago. Lord Macaulay, who is credited with the education system in this country, the British education system in India, addressing the members of the British Parliament, he said, "I had been through the length and breadth of India. I had not seen anyone who is a beggar or who is a thief. there is abundance of wealth over here of high value and high caliber of the people. I don't think we can ever conquer this country unless we break the backbone of this country, namely its spiritual and cultural heritage. I therefore propose replacing its ancient education system with that of ours. For if the Indians were to believe that everything that is foreign and English is superior to their own, they will lose their self-identity and they shall become what we want them to be, a fully dominated nation. This is what he said in 1835, as he attempted to destroy the culture of this land and the education system of this land. For 100 years thereafter, they penetrated the education system of this country. Replaced and displaced the Gurukula system of education, the Guru Shishya Parampara of this institution of ours. And she put in an education system which was job-centric, which was based on employability of people, and removed from the component of education, culture, religion and all other aspects of good life. But they could not penetrate successfully the culture of this blessed land of ours. Countless number of institutions that existed during those times, 100 years before or much earlier than that, they stood like a rock, preserving, promoting and perpetuating the culture of this blessed land of ours. It is to their credit that they ensured that the invasion of the foreign yoke did not result in dilution of the culture of our land. We bow in reverence to these institutions who have given to us this culture of the land as they received it during their time to this generation of ours. We owe it to our forefathers to hold unto ourselves with the same pristine purity and sanctity the culture of this land that they had given unto us. We owe it to the generation following posterity to hand it over to them in the same manner in which we have received. This is the responsibility of every generation. And I believe with the divine grace and the blessings of the founders of our institution, we shall be equal to this task in the years ahead. But today there is a different type of assault on the culture of this blessed land of ours. The crass commercialization, the influence of westernization that has come into this country, materialism which seems to have gripped and seeped into the veins of this country, seems to have taken its toll on the culture of this land of ours. The process of living beyond one's means has created a culture which has destroyed the institution of family, institution of society, of institutions as well. Mahatma Gandhi said, there are 7 blunders that human beings commit. It is wealth without work. It is science without spirituality. It is pleasure without performance. It is knowledge without character. It is politics without principles. It is rights without responsibilities. The aggregate of all these things, activities, is the full spectrum of the human endeavor which forms the composite culture of a blessed land of ours. Mark Twain called it the cradle of human civilization, the mother of the birthplace of values, the mother of history, the grandmother of tradition, the great-grandmother of legend. If singularly there is one factor which has contributed to the unification of this land of ours, despite the balkanization that has taken place all over the globe, it is the culture of this blessed land of ours. 60 years we have served the cause of fine arts of this country with distinction. But I believe it is far more important now than any time before to engage ourselves further and redouble our efforts in the cause of fine arts in the country. 54% of the population of this country is young, uninitiated, less than 20 years of age. We have a bounden duty to ingrain and instill into them the culture of this blessed land of ours. That is the foremost duty every institution will have, and every celebration should have a dominant objective of sustaining, promoting and preserving this great virasat of this blessed land of ours. The light of the morning has come not to entrench ourselves into barriers, but to engage ourselves in mutual understanding and trust in the larger field of cooperation. Not to embrace and take into ourselves the spirit of rejection, but to embrace the one that carries in itself that we shall do the best that we can. This institution of ours commits itself on this occasion of the Diamond Jubilee of this institution to redouble its efforts and continue the journey that its forefathers had given into it for the last 60 years. We are beholden to the Honorable Governor of Andhra Pradesh, E.S.L. Narasimhan, who has come all the way from Hyderabad only for our function. And you all are aware that it is a difficult time to move out of Hyderabad, at least these days. The 2 or 3 days before and 2 or 3 days following. In spite of that predicament, he has made it possible to come here, join us in the celebrations of the Diamond Jubilee of our institution. His inspiring presence, I am sure, will have that catalytic role to catapult us to higher levels of performance in the years ahead. As I said at the beginning of the address, it's a thanksgiving not only to the Lord, but also to those who made this institution possible. The founders of this institution, we are ever grateful to them. But the succeeding generation of members of the management, both of the managing committee and the board of trustees, have held on to the mantle that the founders gave it to them with distinction, devotion and commitment. Singularly, it is their contributions ensured that we see the day that we are seeing today. Therefore, the Diamond Jubilee celebrations cannot close, except at least to put on record that we are grateful to them, we are beholden to them. It is their inspiration that has brought this institution to this level. They will continue to guide and support this institution in the journey ahead. Therefore, we decided to honor a few of our members on the platform of this Sabha on this day. Unfortunately, when we took the count of people with 50 years and more, it was such a long serpentine list. The governor would have to spend one full day to honor each one of them. It's neither possible nor feasible. The protocol of governor's office says only 9 people can be honored. But we stretched ourselves and said we'll honor 12 people on this occasion. Therefore, we took all those people with 50 years standing, with association with the managing committee or the board of trustees, or 25 years standing, with 20 years of association with either the managing committee or the board of trustees. All other members, on the members' day, we shall ensure that they are honored. We are grateful to them for the support that they have given to us. As I come to the end of my address, may the good Lord shed his grace on the good governor of ours. May he have a healthy and contented life. Lord Banyan says, a contented mind is a continual soul. May the Jagannatha Kamakoti Kamakshi shed her grace on all of us. May she enable us to draw a leaf from the life of noblemen so that we can make our life sublime. Thank you and God bless us all.